We're going.
Okay. Anyway, so we're looking at new construction for a single family. As you can see, this is kind of a small lot, a non-complying lot. There is an existing driveway and accessory structure on the property. The accessory structure will go away. We're looking at a contemporary design that meets the height requirements and the setback requirements of the ordinance. It's a contemporary design. There are a few concerns that staff outlined in your staff report. With alterations, I think, you know, the design is basically compatible with the district and the block. Those issues of concern include the window treatment. We have been working with the applicant to get those windows recessed. There's very little detail on those, and so that was made a condition of the approval. There's also the treatment of the porch. Originally, it did not have any sort of covering. It still does not have a rail. So that's something you might want to discuss as well. And the material of that porch, too. I'm not quite sure. You know, the drawings are somewhat, don't show much detail on that as far as the material of that decking. And then the other issue would be the siding material. And they're proposing a large panel siding that has 4-inch grooves. The panels are like 8 feet by 4 feet in dimension. And so that is an issue for staff as well.
Is that a groove or a battening?
It's a groove.
It's a groove.
Yeah, it might be similar, and they'll probably bring that up.
How would it differ from what's on that sort of a add-on to that house?
Well, she's saying maybe similar to what's on this unit, this multiple unit.
Also, the grooves are 4 inches apart.
Yeah.
So if the drawings say stock plan, it's not prefabricated.
I'm sorry, what?
It's not a prefabricated construction. The drawings say it's a stock plan, and I was wondering
right.
whether it was
And I think there is some, yes. I think, you know, as far as getting the windows recessed, mm-hmm. it's one of a construction that the walls aren't very deep, so that has been an issue for them. Mm-hmm. So I think there probably is some element of that as far as being prefabricated, yes.
And on the windows, like these windows over here are not very recessed. So how much of a recess are you looking for?
Well, at this point, I mean, they're showing it to be about 2.5 inches, which is probably would be all right. Mm-hmm. But that is something that has evolved, you know, during the writing of the staff report.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure. Across the street?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, definitely.
So you think those are maybe 4 inches?
Well, you have the width of the brick. Sideways, it looks like, plus the wood frame and the recessed into the frame mm-hmm. as well. So,
but then, like on the multiplex over there, those don't look too recessed. Are they proposing something more like that?
That's what they originally came in with, but in your staff report, there's also a section where they show that the window has been recessed some more. But it was just making sure, as far as conditions, that would occur.
And then, Janice, you expressed some concern with windows on the north side?
That is true as well. Originally, we just had two small sliders, and now those long vertical windows, those are also sliders as well. But they sort of change the configuration. I still don't think that it's an appropriate ratio for walls to window openings. So I think there's some modification that can happen there. In addition, I think they shouldn't have sliders on the front elevation as well.
And so those tall windows are fixed pane on top and then sort of a hopper or awning?
No, it's a slide. It's
okay. And then side-to-side sliders in the little side-by-side windows.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up.
So the slider is essentially that part that slides up?
Yes. I haven't been able to find anything that indicated that.
Really? Even with that little garage?
Yeah. I think the property was associated with other properties on the block. And it was subdivided off in the 1940s. Because originally those lots, as you see in the Sandmore map, ran all the way across that block. It's this really unusual shape, triangle piece as far as the block configuration.
So it might have been associated with houses on the uphill side.
I think it was associated with the one uphill at one point, and then at another point, probably the one behind it as well.
library building scheduled to be done? Do you know?
L.C. Tanner is going to be
there.
Is an O.C. Tanner going to be there?
O.C. Tanner's going to be there.
I'm not sure when the completion date is.
I've always thought that was a really nice building.
Oh, yeah.
Were you here when we were
there? Yeah, it was great to find a use like that.
No, I wasn't.
That could have been a really tough
one. I was here when it was a library.
Similar to the building, and have a also have concrete and standing seam metal roof. With the circular driveway, they have cross access easements with the Walker Mansion to the west. They've been working with the Masonic Temple for an access agreement that would allow the use of this driveway as well. If that was to be constructed, a portion of this fence between the two properties, Masonic Temple and the subject property, would have to be removed to allow the circular drive to access this driveway.
So that means the fences wouldn't match on the east side and the west side?
That's correct. I think a portion of this fence would be able to be saved, but... Some part of it would be removed. The height of the porte cochere, the top is just over 16 feet. In comparison, if you look at the Masonic Temple, the top of the statues there along the steps is about 13 feet. If you look along the street frontage, the buildings have a fairly similar front setback. So constructing the porte cochere, which would come forward quite a bit, would have a significant impact along the street frontage as you look down.
Out to about the sign?
I don't think quite that far. It would come out to about 20 feet from the back of the sidewalk. So probably to the south end of the sign somewhere in there. Maybe a little bit farther, closer to the street.
Here the window pattern is different than the show there.
The only view that they've provided is this front perspective view. Drawing elevations.
I'm sorry, what?
I see the only drawing that I see that describes the Porte Cochere is this colored perspective. They haven't done.
Yeah, I think that's
further elevations.
Yeah, I think that's what we have. And David's pointing out that it appears that the window pattern on the building, as it exists, isn't consistent with the drawing.
Look at these windows here, and then look at the building. Very different.
Mm-hmm. It's like an extra panel.
Yeah.
And that change in those windows is not a part of this application, if that's really what they're proposing, or if that was just some
just
the license. Just the Porte Cochere and the
and the stuff on the windows or any of that. They're adding all kinds of detail. And again, that's not part of this.
I don't believe that's part of it. We could clarify that with Nick.
No relationship at all.
They're adding metal lattice.
So, well, yeah, that is my... Sorry, I missed that part.
I think we're reset.
Are there any...
And they're also proposing, you can see in front of the circular driveway was a low brick wall as well.
Is this different than what they initially submitted?
No, this is... my understanding, this is what they originally submitted.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Do anybody know to what period the circular drive on the Walker Mansion dates?
I don't know.
And do they show the wall going past all three buildings? But that is not part
no,
of this
petition. No, it'd just be along, I think, with this perspective, it'd be along the circular drive.
From driveway to driveway, it looks
yeah.
like.
It would be on the north side of the circular drive.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's not the one that's there now.
So we have about 20 minutes. Would you like to go drive through the Forestdale neighborhood a little bit?
It's an enormous parking lot. They're trying to sell it, I think. There's a sign up here. I don't know whether it's just part of it or what, but there's some indication that they're... Land to sit in a parking lot for as little as you see it used.
do. Construction. Now that I think about it, they're widening the road, so maybe you should stay where you are.
Is this really no way, good way to go at this time?
That's probably exactly right.
Sketch can do, you know.
this is kind of the northern edge of the proposed National Register District. We'll kind of just weave in and out of some of the streets. The district is proposed basically from I-80 on the south up here, the northern extent, close to Commonwealth, and from 700 east to 900 east. Just that right away, with the hope of sometime either bringing streetcars or some type of mass transit back into the Sugar House area.
It said it had been paved over in places.
Yeah, the track hasn't been used in a number of years. So in some places it's still there. So. Yes.
Did that address anything with rail or transit in that approval?
Those tracks go right along the south edge of that block along Sugarmont. So there's some hope that either to tie in with a station there, or if they do streetcars, maybe something could actually go into the project itself. So there, the Red Mountain group is certainly willing to work to get as best of access as they can once that project goes ahead.
Three places
right there. Yeah. Those sections are left out there.
Mitigation
funds that came about, and Now,
it didn't say so.
I don't remember, Warren. I'm sorry. We can check that out.
But this is the Cannon House.
The Cannon House is. It was listed, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago as part of the process to get approval for the bed and breakfast.
Yeah, it's while I was on the Planning Commission that they did that.
Process.
Do they typically go from national to local? I mean, if they get that, they'll try it for local.
No.
So this is the advantage of this is funding, access to different funding
programs.
Right,
for the district itself, yes.
agenda, the last item on landscape standards was pulled from the agenda. We originally put that on the agenda not in anticipation of getting a decision or a recommendation from the Landmark Commission tonight, but just to give you kind of a update of what we've been doing and where we are with that process. And under direction from Frank Gray, our CED director, we're kind of tackling it in a kind of a three-phase approach, where we had first come up with the standards that we'd proposed for the zoning ordinance. And then because all of our parks are so different, do some inventorying of each of the different parks, identify the historic features in those parks, and then also the third step would come up with some design guidelines. We have an open house scheduled for that project on February 19th, but we started getting some feedback. People thought that we were bringing it to the Landmark Commission prior to the open house and kind of jumping the gun. And so we thought it was probably best just to take it off the agenda, even though we were just anticipating just get a little feedback from the commission, but not forward a recommendation tonight. So we just thought it was the best step, just to step back a little bit. We'll bring that back to you in a month or two on a future agenda. With a quorum on the field trip, which we have today, we're either required to take notes or record, and we've started to record these questions. These sessions. In terms of getting into the substance of the application, certainly ask questions to clarify issues that you might have or questions that you have as you read the staff report. But getting into opinions one way or the other, if it's a good project or if it meets the guidelines or not, it's probably best to keep that for the regular meeting.
So I just have a question then on the new McCurley House. And just because I'm really not all that clear, where you have a very modern home in a kind of eclectic neighborhood, is there a requirement that somehow it be kind of a modern interpretation of something historic? Or is it just fine that really it's a very, very modern place and doesn't have much tie-in with historic things?
I think that's how we typically make a case for a more contemporary building, is that it draws from things that you see in the neighborhood. So if there are more contemporary buildings there, that's how we can build a case for a contemporary design. And it utilizes certain things that you would see typically in the district.